good afternoon and welcome back to The Sunny Side on your radio. This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk, news and sports radio station. I am Gabriella. Let's talk about fake products, shall we? I know that we all have had one experience or two, except you don't live in Nigeria. I want to believe everybody has had an experience with a fake product or a fake item. I have numerous times. So which example can I give you now of my own personal experience with a fake product? A fake. Oh, yes. So I remember, this was many years ago. I remember buying, there was this certain product. I will not say what it was. It had a lot of PR campaign that year. Eh? People really loved and were talking about this product as though it was the next thing. It was the best thing next to sliced bread. It was literally on every person's lips, man and woman, boy and girl. It was the product of the century at the time. And I wasn't one to fancy such things. If you know me, you know I'm a very simple person. I rarely even put on makeup. I'm always just I'm as simple as just, you know, getting dressed and I'm on the go. I like to keep things and the way I look very, very simple and down to earth. So things like that didn't really quite fancy me. You know, I never really was interested because, again, I don't really bother about things like that. But you know when something is just all up in your face, you know, back to back, you're hearing people talk about it, and you're like, what is it about this thing, Sev? Are you sure? Okay, let me just try it. That was the case for me. I said, okay, let me try it. I eventually purchased it, and I said, let me try it. And I started to try it, and it was a very, 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 very painful, very painful, very risky, unnecessary trying, you know, because I eventually began to develop skin rashes. I began to react to that cream in a very bad way, you know, and I had to obviously speak to my doctor, who then gave me treatments and, you know, antibiotics to get it all sorted. But that was one experience I will not forget. It was many, many years ago. I think I was just fresh out of school, fresh out of university. So it's been quite a number of years now. But that's an experience I'll never forget. I've had several experiences with fake products after that, you know, products that did not work. You buy something and it doesn't work, or you buy something and it's not the original. You know it's not the original, you know. There are times that you buy, a very, very common one, a very safe one as well, is perfume. You buy a perfume, you know this perfume is not original. You know it's a fake one because as opposed to it having a certain kind of fragrance, you're beginning to smell like... you know, some people. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. So let's talk about fake products. Sadly, I can sit here right now and laugh about my experience, yeah, because, you know, it's all gone and passed, and I did not have any life-threatening reaction or adverse effect to it. But sadly for a young man, he recorded himself in a video. And his lips were swollen as though his lips were bitten by a bug. And in that video, he was holding a small lip balm case. And he had said he had bought the pink lips balm. It was supposed to make his lips pink, you know. And apparently it was fake. And in the morning, his lips were swollen as though he was bitten by a bee or something. A lot of people were responding to it. I saw lots of comments. People were sympathizing. Some were laughing. You know, people were literally, expressing themselves in the way they decided to or deemed fit to express themselves. But I thought about it really. Haven't we all encountered fake products? Haven't you bought something and it wasn't the original, or it wasn't what it was supposed to be? You buy something and you go home expecting to use it for that thing you bought it for, but it never works that way. And sometimes it leaves you with negative adverse effects that may or may not be life-threatening, you know? So let's talk about fake products on this hour. How do you identify fake products? That's my big question. Have you ever bought one? Would you like to share an experience or two with me? Let's talk about it. Let's just unwind and have a great... It's lunchtime, right? I assume it's about lunchtime for a lot of people right now. So let's talk of a lunch. What was your experience with a fake product that you bought? And what do you think is the best way to spot a fake item in the market? If you were going to buy a perfume, or you're going to buy, you know, a dress, or you're going to buy shoes. I've seen quite a number of videos and pictures of shoes that were fake. So you want to buy a Balenciaga pair of shoes, for example, and what is written on the shoe is, I don't know, Balengoko or something. That's very common with Nike. I mean, you want to buy a pair of Nike sneaks, and then what is written there is Mike, or what is similar, or Nika or something, you know. And that's because it's not original, you know. Are we talking Gucci? Are we talking Dolce Gabbana? Oh, that one is a very, very, that's a very big victim of fake products as well. You want to buy a Dolce Gabbana pair of shoes or belts, and then instead of D and G, you're seeing a D and H or Dolce Gabbani or something, you know. It's just crazy. But yeah, let's talk about it. Have you ever bought a fake product or item? What was your experience like? And what do you think is the best way to spot a fake item in the market? How do you protect yourself from buying fake items? What are the things you look out for when you want to purchase something so that you're not purchasing a fake item and wasting your money? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. And good afternoon.
May God bless you for this conversation. It is timely.
Amen, Mr.
Zion. Before you even introduce this, sorry, my name is Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt. Before you even brought this as a topic to be discussed, I was just discussing with someone, how would I get good detergent to wash my bathroom? Of recent, the ones I'm using now, it's just annoying, just like me. I'm not washing it, I'm not cleaning it. I'm not feeling that thing of neatness in the bathroom anymore. I want to see that glittering shine. I used to put mercury lights in the bathroom just to detect any impurities. Mm. But now if I put it on, so much impurity, that glitter, I'm not seeing it. So I'm just making consultations. I thought, okay, maybe this guy is selling tiles. I may go to them to ask if there are other chemicals to be used. Some say, no, those selling tiles may not have the know of the proper chemical. They're just directing me to places like that. But let's be honest, generally now in this country, over 80% of the product, even on the big supermarket, are fake. There are some products, even the supermarket will be so magnanimous to tell you, this one are foreign, this one are local, which one you want buy. And this now narrows down to the standard organizations we have, the regulatory agencies we have, the NABACs and the rest. Are they all in comatose? Are they no longer existing? Because now our market is just so open. Do we fold our hands and wait until someone now complain of one ailment based on drugs he took or food he eat or cream he applied or soap he used? Growing up as a child here in this country, we use holograms to detect original products. Every original product has that hologram. So you have to pass through the mercury light right at that particular environment to detect that this is original. You pay and you go. But today, even as I mentioned hologramming, I wonder how many people know what is that. Until we get to the point to start working to secure Nigeria, this 2023 thing is like, to me, like a myth. Because to start it now, how can we rescue this country? Too many fake things everywhere. Now, not only product, to even relationships also fake now. Families are not fake now. Oh, you won't understand. You will not understand. I think it's in time these regulatory agencies should rise up to the occasion. that will not be shocked that too many people now have problems, liver problems, because of drugs intake or any kind of food intake to our system. We don't know which one is original. What about the soft drinks we used to buy? You don't even know the one that is original anymore. The ones they just arrested, roadside food arrested. What they are producing, you can't even differentiate it. Sometimes last year, I said, okay, let me change my looks and get beers, you know, just a little bit. Let me join the beer gang. And I ordered some beer products from online. To be honest, for some of them are still in my house, they are like water. The one apply, in short, my streak is still like that up to today. No growth, no improvement. I say maybe God does not want me to be among the beer gangs. Let me remain myself like that. Too many fake things, and we need help. Mr. Zion.
All right, Mr. Zion, thank you for sharing. He says a lot of fake things and we do need help. That I can agree with. We definitely need help in that regard. How do you spot a fake product? Have you gotten a fake item before? If you'd like to share your experience, I'd like to hear it. And what is the best way to spot a fake item in the market? Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Please turn off your radio.
Okay, this is Abraham. I'm calling from Iguita.
Please, Abraham, turn off your radio.
Yes. I've done that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I want to contribute for the program. The issue is that in Nigeria today, as the first caller said, the number of fake products we have is higher than the original. And there is nothing that you can use to detect the packaging and the smell, which is the aroma, give you the same thing. You can only detect because the fake odor go away on time, while the original lasts longer in your toilet. So the problem, I don't think that Nigeria can find solution to it. Because let's talk of the price regulatory committee. It's only in this country that you can watch television and you will see where IPO is being advertised for just 20 naira.
You don't need to mention the name of any brand as you share your thoughts. Just go ahead to share your thoughts and leave the names of the brands away from the conversation. Let's get back to the phone line. 0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. We're also on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter. I'll get to your comments on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH as well as on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH shortly. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Are you there? Okay. I can't hear a thing. You're going to have to call me back. On WhatsApp, we do have some comments. 80% of products are fake. How about Mr. Zion? Oh, he's asking. 80% of products are fake. How about Mr. Zion? This comment reads, Obuche says, nothing where Musa no go see for gates. Now, so I enter Yanyan Market Base on Say Alawi Don't Enter as a core member because I was serving in Abuja. I went to a daily market in Yanyan to get roll on and or anyone. It was so appealing and more like the one I use. It was very cheap. That's where I was stunned, Gabby. Inside wheelbarrow, I bought 4 bottles of the roll-on and went home to share to my roommate. He was so happy. I used it the next day. Gabby, see chow chow inside my armpits. I weak. What I did was to do bazaar with it. I gave it out, come on, with a thank you very much on it. In two weeks, Gabby, my armpit was burnt. I recovered with an antibiotic. Omo Butcher, send that in. All right, thank you for thank you for sharing your experience with me. You know, everybody has had one or two stories to tell. But why would you do bazaar with products that you know are fake now? Eh? You should have thrown them away or something. Now, those people are going to be having the same experience and maybe even cursing you in their minds because you gifted it to them.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation of talking about fake products, how you can spot a fake product. If you were to buy roll-on, like the previous comment I had read on WhatsApp, you wanted to buy, you know, a couple of roll-on or perfumes, how do you actually spot a fake one? What are the things that you could look out for when you want to buy something and you want to see or decipher if it's original or if it's fake? You would also like to share your experience. I would love to hear it if you're up for that. If you've ever bought a fake product, what was it, what was the experience like, and what did you do after finding out it was a fake product? 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. Good afternoon. Hello. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes. How I spot a fake product? Like, for example, I bought a souvenir. How I spot a fake product was saying a code normally to touch when you sit at the body. When you start the code to this person, the brand is the education code. This is original or fake.
But not every product has that code. You know, not every item has that code attached.
That's one thing that needs to have the code. You verify if it's a fake or true.
So what about the products that don't have the code? How do you verify if they're fake or real?
Actually, I don't know, but I normally see a code on their body if I buy an item.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Oh dear, lost that call. Please do all to call back. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Tarila Global is my name.
Go ahead. All right.
What I normally do is I check the NASDAQ number.
Ah.
And the expiring date.
Okay.
I had this case sometimes ago, was it last year? I went to the supermarket to buy soya bean milk powder. So reaching there, I was instructed on the particular product to buy. So when I checked that particular product, all the ones on the shelf have all expired.
Wow.
So I refused buying. And I came and reported to the person. And the person really appreciated me.
Mm.
So that's what I normally do. I check for the NASDAQ registration number and the expiring date.
But you know that there are some products that actually fake that number as well. You're aware?
Yes. For now, those are the two methods I use.
Mm.
As time goes on, I will discover more.
Okay, thank you very much. And let me know how that discovery goes as time goes, huh? All right, thank you for sharing. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can watch us live and tell me what your thoughts really are on what right ways you can, or rather, what best ways you can apply in spotting fake products in the market. On Facebook, Ovona Declan says, first of all, you have to check the source of production and the NAFDAC number before paying for it. Thank you for being there. Thank you very much as well, Ovona, for your comments. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Zanajera Info. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Anthony from NEC.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay, this is what they call it, olive oil. They said that I went to a pharmacy, I bought olive oil.
Mm.
I took it home, I used it, and discovered it was fake. I went back to the same station, and I complained to them that this is fake. So I said, it's only, and I shook it. After shaking it, they were foaming.
Mm.
So they get away, get another one. What to product name? That's different ingredient. So it was a different supplier.
Mm.
So she brought that one. I shake it. That one was normal. It was not foaming. So from that, they are qualified. They shake oil by shaking to the fire. And when you shake, the one that was off for me, that is the origin. And when I took it and used it, it was normal. So that was my experience.
Wow. And I think that, you know, one of the things, thank you very much for sharing that with me, but one of the things that that helps in spotting fake products is the fact that you pay attention. For many people who spot a fake product, is because they were actually paying attention and they noticed a slight change or a slight difference in what the original is like and what the one they're about to purchase is like. You know, I'm going to be, before the end of the conversation, before the end of the hour, I'm going to be sharing a few tips on what you can do to spot, how you can spot a fake product. That'll be much later. But I want to, you know, still take your thoughts. Have you ever had a fake product experience? Have you ever bought a fake item? What was your experience like? You know, did you have swollen lips like the young man who complained just a couple of days ago? Or, you know, was it a more life-threatening experience? I'd like to hear it if you can share it. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is...
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I found out that some products you buy from a reliable source, they actually mix it up.
Mm.
Like some soups you buy, they will mix the fake one and the original one in the same pack. Maybe you're buying in a pack. I got this experience from my wife's shop, where we buy something to sell. If somebody will buy something and return it as fake. From the same carton, you eat the one that is said is fake. You now pick another one from that same carton. And it's coming out to the original one. So this thing comes sometimes from, I don't know if they repack some of the items in the market. Then another thing is, they actually reduce quality. For example, in a roofing sheet now, if you want to buy maybe bleach 0.45, you will find out that the one they say 0.45 comes out to 0.4 or 0.3. So the system is polarized. Very, very difficult to spot a fake one.
Do you think the reason why it enjoys such a huge market is because people may know, they might actually know, but they prefer it because it's cheaper? Do you think that's a possible option?
I can barely hear you.
I was asking, do you think that the reason why, you know, fake items have such leverage in our markets is because people actually prefer it, even though they know it's not original, because it's slightly cheaper? Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't know. You know what is actually happening is that in market, like for example, area market in Abuja, there are some departments that specialize in changing the retiring date.
Okay.
When the food expire, you turn it to them. They will now change the retiring date, take it to the market, open the pack, and make it up with the new one. They will now reduce the price. They will say they are selling this, and the moment is cheap, run for me.
I see. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. I mean, it just makes you think about different options, different possibilities, rather. Because at the end of the day, if I know that this remote control, right, that I use in operating my air conditioner is sold at 5,000 Naira, I know if I buy the one that is not original, if I buy the one that I'm intentionally not using the word fake. If I buy the one that is not original, I'm buying it at 3,500. As a Nigerian, do you think that the average Nigerian would rather buy this one for 3,500, even though they know it is not the original? Do you think that is one of the reasons why fake products are really almost taken over the market, like Mr. Zion said? Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. This here is from Chinwe Mo, who says, okay, that is not for this conversation. Let's see. Okay, so this says, it's quite unfortunate that the fake products are more in circulation than the original. It's corruption that's in the authority agencies. Example, the Nigerian Customs, Standard Organization of Nigeria, NAFDAC, our retailers are the worst because of excess gain. It can actually be reduced if these agencies are working. You can spot fake products by checking the code, NAFDAC numbers, checking your desired product logo, the name of the product. And that's from Pastor Believe. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with me on the show. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
My name is Promise.
Go ahead, Promise.
Just like what you said, if you went to buy something, hello?
Yeah.
If you went to buy something and went and buy something of the original one, for example, 10,000, then you went and buy, say, let me buy the spiral one, let me put this language of the Taiwan one, you went and bought it 5,000 or 4,000, it will not last as the one that will last. And it's also prepared to go and buy another one in the next 6 months or just about, or 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, before you know. You also go and spend another, let me say, 4,000 or 5,000 again to buy another second hand or Taiwan. But if you bought that original one like 10,000, it may be like up to 5, 6, 7 years old. So that is why whenever you are buying anything like that, you have to also check the date and the spirals and the quality. So, because if you went and buy that trip one, you're meant to invest 3, 4, 5 months to go and buy another one again. And you're losing. Because if I should buy that new one, 10,000, you have to make for 4, 5, 5, 6 years. I want to buy that one, 3,000 or 4,000, because I want to save money. Mm. Before you know, in 1 year time, I bought that thing like 4 times or 3 times. So that's my take.
Thank you very much for sharing. And it makes a lot of sense. It makes perfect sense. Maybe people don't really think about it that way. I mean, you say, okay, I'd rather, as opposed to paying 5,000 Naira for this, I'm going to pay 3,500, even though I know it's not the original. You don't think about durability. You know, you don't think about the long term. So at the end of the day, you think you've saved money, but in the next 3 months down the line, you're needing to spend another 3,500 to buy the same thing because you were trying to cut costs. At the end of the day, you're spending 7,000 Naira as opposed to the 5,000 Naira you'd have spent if you had just simply bought the original. So that's a very good point you've made. Thank you very much for sharing that with me on the show. Let's take some more comments. We're down to 10 minutes on this hour. This one here says, good day, Gabby. In respect to the NAFDAC number, that's how I got chalk in form of a drug. I chewed the chalk tire. It wasn't funny. not knowing that the drug was fake. The sickness was rising like bread with input yeast. Some of these nefarious acts, they have it going with fake numbers on the brands. God's will send that in from Abuja. So you had bought a fake, you bought a fake drug, and it was tasting like chalk. I want to assume that's what you were trying to say. All right, thank you very much for sharing that. Ah, you know what, fake drugs really, they just, if we're going to talk about fake drugs here, we're going to have to dedicate an entire hour just for that. That's how bad things have gotten in that regard. People have literally died by consuming fake products, fake drug products, you know, and that really is sad that people would actually take such risk on other people's lives. Well, let's go on. Brown says, for me, Gabby, buying at a satisfied shop reduces the risk of buying fake products because most big shops in town import most of their goods. Another way to spot good or bad products is by intently observing the container of the product you're buying. There's always a number written on the bottom of the product's container, as well as SON approved number. With these tips, you can reduce buying fake products. Brown, thank you so much for your thoughts. And Smart E from NTA Road says, good afternoon. Some of the ways to identify fake products is via the price difference, because fake products are usually cheaper. Also, original products usually come with seals or marks that confirm authenticity. Thank you very much. Samuel from Location says, the reason for fake products is for the customers who can't afford the original, they can have a lookalike. Why, Samuel, would you want to have a lookalike that would endanger your life or the lives of people in your household? You know, you say you want to wear a Gucci perfume, you know, a Gucci fragrance. You go buy the one of 10,000 naira or 20,000 naira, or even the one of that they're selling 1.5, because you want the lookalike. And eventually you begin to develop a skin rash that maybe is transferable, you know, that can be contracted. Why would you want to risk all of that, your health, the health of people in your household, just because you want a lookalike of something you can't even afford in the first place? Food for thoughts, I guess. This comment here says, there's a difference between buying secondhand products and fake. I doubt anyone will go to the market just to buy fake products for use. Unless such an evil person deals with fake products, you would always want to buy the original product being paid for with your hard-earned money. And this here says, Odogo from Abba says, I just use my spiritual eyes to discern, and boom, I can distinguish between the fake and the original. So Odogo, are you saying you've never bought a fake product before because your spiritual eyes are very, very sharp? Huh? Is that what you're telling me? Anyway, thank you for sharing that. 0817, we're down to a final caller. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 BH. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info BH. So we'll find our caller shortly. But let's take this comment from Sam, watching live from Calabar on Facebook. It says, NAFDAC number and expiring date is how I check if the products are fake. Thank you very much for sharing that. I think many of you have already mentioned some of the tips that you could actually that can help you in navigating the thoroughly saturated markets, especially when it comes to identifying fake products. But I'll get to that shortly. Let's take a final caller. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Alex.
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to promote fake products, but at times the fake one lasts than the new one.
Is that so?
Yes, I can bet for it. A colleague of mine went to buy a shoe in a very expensive shop. Saturday, Sunday for the occasion, the shoe pulled. Saturday, I'm not trying to praise the fake, but less than new one.
So because the original one got spoiled, the one he bought, does it now mean that, you know, the fake one is better? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it's better, but at the time, you won't understand, Sha.
That's what I want to understand. Make me understand. Explain it to me.
You want to understand. But there was a guy bought, a pamphlet. That pamphlet I bought for 1.5. And then I bought for like 5,000 naira. Eh? And the under 1 month, that should peel though. It should. The other one I use it for good 6 years. I'm telling the truth. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. But I think it's better we make this clear. The fact that you're buying made in Nigeria does not mean it is fake. Do you understand? If you're buying made in Nigeria, you know, shoes or sandals or whatever footwear, that doesn't mean it's fake. When you want to say footwear is fake is when it is posing to be a designer a piece. So you want to buy Nike sneakers right now or kicks, and then you go to the market and request for Nike sneakers, and they present to you one that is they say is Nike sneakers, but it's not as durable, it's not as solid, it's not as expensive as the original would be. That is a fake. But when you see made in Nigeria sneakers, it doesn't make it fake just because it's made in Nigeria. So let's really understand. We're not saying everything that is cheaper is fake. So if you have two sets of earrings and one is 700 and the other one is 7,000, the fact that this one is 700 doesn't make it fake. You know, so let's really understand the context for the conversation. The fact that it's cheaper doesn't make it fake. It could be original in its own way, in its own level. But when you come and say this thing is Versace, for example, or this is a Tom Ford, but you know that it was made in Aba, or you know it was made in Onitsha, you know it was made behind your house, then that is fake, because now you're posing that product to be what you and I know that it is not. That is what makes it fake. But if I come and say, come and buy these shoes that I made, though, that is not fake. Let's make it very clear. And this applies to every other thing. I need that to be as clear as possible, so that, you know, we don't go looking down on made in Nigeria products and say, oh, they're fake products. They're not fake. They're made in Nigeria. They are. So let's look at a few tips that I think will be helpful when it comes to spotting fake products in the market. When you go to the market and you want to buy something, if the price is too good to be true, it most likely is too good to be true. So if you know that buying a wristwatch is, at the least you could get a wristwatch for is 2,000 naira, for example, and the man is telling you, or the woman is telling you, bring 500, I'll give it to you, that wristwatch will most likely never work. Or maybe it'll work for just 1 hour and it'll pack up. Why? Because it is not original. It's not good. It's not quality material. So if the prices are too good to be true, if it's just way too affordable than you know it should normally be, then just maybe you want to look closer. If you're buying online, for example, and the website is very funny and suspicious, you don't want to buy. It just might be fake, you know? It really just might be fake. If, like a lot of you have said already, if you're buying, you want to look out for things like the SON, you want to look out for NAFDAC number, you want to look at the address, the phone numbers. If all of these things aren't there, you want to look again, because you just might be buying a fake product. Inspect the packaging carefully, make sure that there are no slips. You know, if there's supposed to be a seal before the cover of whatever it is that you're buying, make sure the seal is there. If it's not in its place, it just might be fake. Inspect the packaging carefully, examine the quality of the product, check if the logos and trademarks are displayed correctly. You want to buy Dolce Gabbana, make sure it's Dolce Gabbana, not Dolakbo Gabriel. You know, make sure you're actually looking out for the logos and trademarks and they're displayed correctly as they should. That is a very big telltale sign when it comes to buying a fake product. Time will not permit us to go right on, but I'm sure you already know, some of the basics as they were. Protect yourself as much as you can when it comes to buying fake products, especially when it comes to skincare, hair care, anything that's, you know, would have contact with your body, anything that would get into your mouth, you know, anything that you would have to put in your mouth to eat, to consume. You want to be careful. You want to be careful.